We recently received a listener question from Rachel Potter in Fitchburg. She wondered, why don't more Wisconsinites know about the regal fritillary butterfly? Good question, Rachel. WPR's Mary Kate McCoy recently put on her hiking shoes and set out to find one on a restored prairie in southwestern Wisconsin. Rich Henderson of the Prairie Enthusiasts took her exploring.
It's not too wet.
Maybe if we walk, we'll flush them.
Wait, that's flying like a regal. It's behaving like a regal.
Oh.
Come on, settle so I can get a look. Settle. It looks like a regal. The back end's flashing black light. Top side of the back end is lots of dark. In the front end, there's lots of orange. It looks like you took two different species of butterfly.
It's a beautiful summer day. About 80 degrees, sunny, no wind. Perfect conditions for butterfly watching.
Are you seeing a white flash on the bottom side?
I think so.
The regals they can be pretty active, but they tend to stay kind of low like he was doing, dropping mm-hmm. down, coming up.
Kind of like that one right there? See it come up and down?
Oh boy, no.
Yeah. It's moving this way.
That's a regal. That is definitely a regal.
The regal fritillary. It's majestic, it's charismatic, and it's one of Wisconsin's severely threatened prairie butterflies. But back to the listener's question, why aren't more Wisconsinites familiar with the elusive butterfly? Or why do monarchs get all the attention?
So when something's that well-known and popular and it starts to decline, it resonates with people. Regal fritillaries have been so rare for so long, a lot of people don't know they exist. But at one time, 100 years ago, regal fritillaries were as common as monarchs.
Henderson said to think back to your elementary school science class. What insect was used to illustrate metamorphosis? The monarch. That isn't to say the monarch isn't deserving of the attention and support. But the reality is, the regal is far more endangered than the monarch. And bigger picture, it's not one species that needs to be saved. It's an entire ecosystem. The insects are rare because the prairie ecosystem is rare.
We've converted or lost 99% of the habitat.
That was Jay Watson, a conservation biologist at the DNR.
So they're really little postage stamp size things all over the landscape. And these butterflies used to, you know, move all over the landscape. It was intact, but now it's kind of like the island effect where they wink out here and there's no way to recolonize. So then they're gone from that site. Then they're gone from another site. And all those little events add up and all of a sudden the species is kind of going down the extinction vortex.
Watson says that while there are a few butterfly communities still hanging on around Wisconsin, regals have all but disappeared east of the Mississippi. Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska are the only strongholds left. Watson said helping regals is a little trickier than, say, planting milkweed for monarchs. Regals are picky about their habitat. They need lots of open space and lots of islets. Watson says it's been a good couple of years for regals and other butterflies, but it only takes one extreme season to knock them out at a site, and it's a constant challenge to restore and maintain enough habitat.
They were persisting in areas that were grazed. People had their cows on there, and if they weren't grazed too intensely, there was still enough violets and enough of that intact system left.
Watson says different types of management could benefit the regals. He says the first step is being aware of the different requirements species need to live out their life cycle. And for regals, that means more intact prairies.
WPR's Mary Kate McCoy brought us this report on the regal fritillary butterfly. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to wpr.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.